Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
So my name is Diana. I have a company called Palace, and I live in San Francisco.
Awesome. So can you just tell us more about your company, what exactly you do, and how you got the idea for it?
Yeah, so it's a non-alcoholic beverage company, but we cater towards party people, if you will. And the concept is really like, if you're sober or if you're taking a night off drinking, like there should be an offering for you. It should exist. And I have been sober for like 4 years, and that's how I got the idea.
Awesome. So I'm just curious, like, more about your beverage, because obviously it's becoming a much more competitive space, and there's much, like, in a sense, which is like also good, because I think even like 10 years ago, people didn't even look for these types of beverages. So what, I guess, makes your beverage unique and like, you know, type of beverage that you're selling?
Yeah, so mine's unique in a lot of ways, right? So it has caffeine, L-theanine, lemon balm, vitamin B3. And these are all adaptogens, also known as nootropics, that can make you feel good and they're healthy. But mine can be mixed into drinks like an alcohol would be. So like a pina colada or like a Moscow Mule, like any sort of spritz, like it can all be made with my drink instead of alcohol. So that's really cool. And it's priced at a much lower price point than typical adaptogenic drinks.
That's awesome. So I guess in terms of your business today, are you mostly like direct to consumer, Amazon, you know, hospitality and bars? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, so mostly bars right now. We have shut down online sales temporarily. It's going to be back in like 2 weeks, but it's mostly in-person bars.
What made you want to shut down the online sales?
Just like mishap in the supply chain. Yeah.
For sure. So in terms of in bars, is it mostly in California or is it nationwide? Like where can people find your product typically?
Right now in San Francisco.
Awesome. So how do you go about, like, obviously it's one thing to get into bars, but how do you, like, I guess, sort of work with the bartenders or make sure that people actually are trying your product and things like that?
Yeah. So it's a learning curve. Like the whole adaptogenic space is new and it is a learning curve for people. So some people know the word adaptogenic, some people don't. Some people know the word nootropic, some people don't. But if you're a non-drinker, you pretty much do know that word. But for the general public, it hasn't totally like crossed the chasm, so to speak, but it is like getting like a lot more mainstream for sure.
Can you explain to our audience kind of like what those things mean? Because I think, as you said, right, well, lots of people don't know what that means. So adaptogenic and nootropic, like what does that mean? And how could that benefit somebody if they're drinking your beverage?
Yeah, so an adaptogen is basically a natural compound that can be found in food or science, anywhere like in the natural world. And it's extracted on its own, and that is an adaptogen. So L-theanine, very common adaptogen. A lot of people take it like before bed. It's a anti-anxiety type of thing. And it's naturally found in green tea and certain mushrooms. But then, so it's like you would be consuming these things otherwise if you were to have those things. But then if you kind of extract that singular compound, it is a adaptogen.
Okay. And then what about nootropic?
Nootropic is like the same thing, but it's like more geared towards your brain, like more geared towards like productivity, you know?
Awesome. So it's so essentially, like you said, you mentioned, right, that there is this learning curve educating consumers. So do you typically, like, are you ever in the bar sampling or do you meet with the bartenders? Like, how do you sort of like work with them to educate consumers?
It's a lot of signs, it's stickers, it's promo, it's like anything that a typical liquor company would do when they're trying to get a beverage off the ground. It's, you know, just getting into people's faces saying this exists. But typically bars are pretty thirsty for it because, you know, the mocktail space is growing. And even I've seen, like, a year ago to today, like, today every bar has a mocktail menu. And a
Yes.
year ago, it was like so hard to find. So the space is growing like year over year.
For
So
sure.
many people are less drinking.
So, what is your vision? Do you want to get into more bars or do you want to focus more on D2C retail? Like, what do you really just want to focus on? I mean, I guess like for the rest of 2024.
Getting into bars for sure, California, and then expanding because it is important. Like, I actually believe in the mission of like having people have a healthy alternative when they're out and not making people who don't drink or don't want to drink like feel like weirdos. Because like that's how I felt for a really long time. Like, just because you don't drink doesn't make you like not fun, or you know, it doesn't make you lame to not drink. It's just like,
I
so I'm
agree.
kind of like trying to like disprove that basically.
Right. So it's more just like working with these bars so that when they are creating their mocktail menus to consider your beverage as an option, because as you mentioned earlier, right, it's not just a non-alcoholic beverage. There are many functional benefits to it as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, you know, it's easy to use. Like I said, like the replacement with alcohol is like 1 to 1. So it's very easy to kind of like plug and play with this drink.
For sure. And then what about retail? Was that part of your strategy, getting into liquor stores or convenience stores, things like that?
Yeah. It's something I want to do, but, you know, like as a founder, it's like there's only one of me. So it's kind of like, all right, let's just like buckle down here. But yeah, for sure. Like, who doesn't want their drink in stores, right?
For sure. So it's more of like, as you mentioned, you're just one person. So it's kind of like figuring out, okay, where are you going to focus your time? Which, as of now, is more focus in the bars or even D2C once you kind of get more products available, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you're a founder too, right? So I'm sure you know, like, it's just like, there's all these things that you want to do, but then it's like, what's moving the needle? I mean, it's like a
Exactly.
constant thing in your head. So,
100%. So, in terms of your business, right? Like you mentioned, obviously, your priorities for this year, but I'm curious because there's always lots of challenges. So, I guess besides your supply chain challenge that you're having now, like, what are some of your other like biggest challenges that you currently face in the business?
definitely like getting it out like educationally, just because it is a new product and it's not totally widely known. I imagine this is kind of like a problem that like blockchain had like 5 or 7 years ago. You know, it's like, wait, what is it? Like, how was it used? Why should I use it? So it's like addressing this to the consumer. And, you know, there's no blueprint for it because, again, it is new. It's like very much an invention. So it's just like being creative and like figuring it out.
Hey y'all, it's Dan Melnick, the CEO of Zing, and I wanted to share a special offer for all of our listeners. Right now, if you need software development services, we'll give you 2 weeks of a free trial. Do you need to update your website? You want to build a mobile app? Do you want to update something that you've been working on for a long time? We've worked in a high-level technologies like AI, machine learning, blockchain. So shoot me a text, 817-874-2208. Thank you.
Are you putting a lot of content out on social media, or how do you educate people in your audience?
I have done in person, but I'm going to gear up like the whole like social media thing. Yeah.
So you're going to put like content on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, those sorts of platforms.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. So obviously many companies nowadays are using AI. So do you guys currently use AI? And if not, like where do you think they can add value for your business?
I would probably use AI for data. I wouldn't use it so much for like writing copy or the art aspect of it, but like AI for e-commerce data is pretty fascinating and trends. I would use AI for the numbers side of things.
For sure. What about like customer service?
Yeah, that's also definitely play. I mean, I haven't used an AI like chatbot or customer service thing that I've liked. You know, maybe it needs to develop a little bit further, but yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah, I mean, it definitely needs to be a high-level product. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
I don't know. Just like, I guess do your best one day at a time. It's like you can't like Oh, before I knew, before I started the business,
Like before you got started, like what is like one, because I feel like there's always something that as a founder that you didn't really expect or know about it like before you got started. So I guess I'm curious kind of like if there's something specific, oh man, if somebody would have told me this, that would have helped me a bit in my journey.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's like an uphill battle, like every day. Like, I guess the advice, like, I wish I knew is like, when they're always like, oh, like building a business is so hard, it's so wearing, it's so tiring, this and that. And it really, really is. I haven't even been doing this for that long, and I already feel like I need a vacation. Like, I've never felt like I need a vacation. Like, I've always like gone on a vacation. It's always been nice, but now I'm kind of at the point where it's like, no, I actually need it. Like, I actually need one.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I can relate. Yeah, I think it's like one of the, like I've seen these like memes where it's like when you're working, you're like, I need a vacation, and when you go on vacation, you're like, I'm thinking about work. It's like I'm missing all the things that I'm doing with my business. So it
Yeah.
becomes like double-edged sword.
Sorry if that was like a bad answer. I guess I don't
No,
have
I think it's a
one.
good answer. No, it's true. I mean, I've seen that meme and it's accurate. I mean, I can relate to that too. Like, it's 100% true. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
Hopefully expanded into like at least a few states, some larger markets, and definitely like be known as like the sober brand for party people, like festivals and fun and EDM, but also like rap and country. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's exciting. Yeah, for sure. There's a huge opportunity there in that space, and we're rooting for you. So, if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media? Just best ways to get in contact.
Yes. So you can email me, diana@palacebeverages.com, and you can DM me at Palace Beverages. My personal IG is Diana Panich.
Well, Diana, thank you so much for your time, and yeah, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks. All right, bye.
Bye.